Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, June 24th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Birthdays, born this day in 1895, the great heavyweight champion, Jack Dempsey.
In 1916, writer Damon Runyon dubbed boxer Jack Dempsey the Manassas Mauler. Dempsey's aggressive style and match-winning knockout blows made him one of America's most idolized fighters. In his 78-bout career, he delivered 49 knockouts, 25 of them in the first round.
And no, I don't know if there's a relation, but all the Dempseys do come from Ireland. Couple of major rock stars. Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac is 66. Jeff Beck is 69 today. Writer Pete Hamill is 79. This day in history, on June 24, 1997, the Air Force releases a report on the 1947 Roswell, New Mexico incident, suggesting the alien bodies witnesses reported seeing 50 years earlier were actually life-size dummies. Oh, sure.
And the Pentagon released a report that crash dummies with disc-shaped payloads were dropped from the skies over New Mexico during the Cold War.
There were lots of dummies dropped. There were about 2,500 balloons launched during this 30-year period in New Mexico alone.
But that explanation has a huge hole. The dummy project didn't begin until 1953, and the Roswell incident occurred in 1947.
Number one on the charts this day in 1964, a song written by Paul McCartney. But John Lennon wouldn't have it for the Beatles. Peter and Gordon with The World Without Love.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
On the KETR events calendar, a breast health awareness seminar takes place at A&M Commerce from 6 to 7 p.m. Wednesday evening in the University Playhouse Theater of the Performing Arts Center. And story time for preschoolers is at 10:30 Wednesday morning at the Commerce Public Library. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling and the Associate Editor of the
Journal of Counseling and Addiction.
All right, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, John Mark.
Our thought for the day is from Naomi Judd. You know Naomi Judd?
Country singer,
mother of Winona Judd and the very fine actress Ashley Judd, and a philosopher in her own right. She says, "Your body hears everything your mind says."
Great philosopher.
Yeah, we internalize what we say to ourselves, don't we?
Great philosopher.
Be careful what you say to yourself.
Right.
Yeah, that's
for sure.
Good advice from Naomi Judd.
Yes.
Well, we're going to be talking about a very weird thing today, and it seems like we always are when Lavelle comes along, but it's, you know, poor Lavelle has to keep up with this stuff. We're going to be talking about people who smoke caffeine or actually smoke coffee.
Smoke coffee, and again, one of the things that we do here at Texas A&M University of Commerce, we have a drug and alcohol research lab over here in Binion Hall, and with the graduate students that we have in our program, we're constantly out there trying to find out what are the latest trends in drug use and drug abuse that's happening here. And now we're dealing with this area that's called smoking coffee. That came about, John Mark, really back in 2011 when an individual had run out of marijuana and basically decided he wanted to experiment with something. And he took a paper cloth and he took a Post-it note and placed some coffee inside of it and decided he would smoke it. It was on YouTube back in 11. And it really picked up around March 2014. And now it's a trend that's going across the United States.
And what is the effect of it, I guess?
For the most part, what they're going after is the high that is associated with marijuana. But it's important to understand that coffee is supposed to be drank. It is not supposed to be smoked. And if your listening audience could get that, it is something that you drink, not something that you smoke. So they're trying to mimic the effect of marijuana, or they're going after the next high. There was an article appearing in When Teens Do Stupid Things. That was the title of the article. It basically said 60% of those individuals said smoking coffee is the worst thing, and yet they are currently experimenting with it.
Mm. You know, on the face of it, it sounds awful, first of all. It just sounds horrible. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't, because I think we're so familiar with coffee and the effect of coffee, it doesn't sound terribly dangerous. But is it dangerous?
It is definitely dangerous, because you got the paper, first of all, that they're smoking the coffee in. And then secondly, we know that abusing this product, one of my research assistants in the lab, we've come across an article that talked about coffee smoking. And these are some of the things that this stuff is causing: trouble breathing, changes in alertness, confusion, convulsion, diarrhea, dizziness, fever, hallucination, increased thirst, irregular heartbeat, muscle twitching. And John Mark, these are just the things that we have found out within the last 6 months. From a longitudinal standpoint, we don't have a clue as to what this stuff is going to do.
What the long-term effect is.
Correct, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, who is an associate professor of counseling and here at A&M Commerce. Is there, on any level, as we're sitting here talking about this, I'm thinking, you know, this is a crazy thing that some people are doing. Are we doing a disservice to the public to some extent by even talking about this and planting the idea in someone's mind?
That's always an excellent question, and thank you for answering that. It's always about educating the public, because, again, you have coffee in the pantry. You have coffee there on the shelf. And as a parent, as a grandparent, and all of a sudden you know that you only drank two or three cups yesterday, and now the entire canister is gone. Mm. You want to educate the public to let them know about what's going on.
This mostly young kids doing
this? That's correct. Teenagers.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you see, Lavelle, in your position here at the university, do you see college students ever getting involved in some of these things and have to help them out?
Well, one of the things that we do, we have a wonderful counseling center located in the Student Halliday Services Building that can provide excellent treatment for anyone. And then we have all of our students, excuse me. And then here in Binion Hall, we have the community counseling clinic that is staffed with our master's and doc level students who have specializations in the area of addiction and psychological ailments, and they can come by here and get service as well.
Mm-hmm, good. Hey, now, Lavelle, also one more thing. Lavelle has recently joined the Commerce School Board, right?
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And I know there's a lot more important things than this, but you just recently hired a new head football coach.
Very much so. Jeff Cleveland has great roots right here in Commerce, East Texas area. We're excited about the hire. This is an individual that's bringing a tremendous amount of knowledge, has had an opportunity to coach in all-star football games. I think he has at least six state title rings that he's wearing, the bling that he's displaying, and I think he's going to be excellent for our young people here in the school district.
Good. Lavelle, how's that hot chocolate?
The hot chocolate is always wonderful. That's why I look forward to coming to your program.
Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling with the Texas A&M University Commerce right here in Northeast Texas. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.